Philip Sampson, PhD, Jordan Carey, today's date is 02/11/2026. Dictation is for Miss Alma Urbina spells U-R-B-I-N-A. Alma spells A-L-M-A. Date of birth is 06/29/1997. This is a 29-year-old female here with right upper quadrant pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for a while. Sometimes the pain moves to her back and said pain is worse with fatty foods, period. Today she said the pain is approximately 3/10, but if she eats fatty food, it goes up to about 8/10, period. She denies chills, myalgia, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, obesity. Past surgical, next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history, denies alcohol, drug, or tobacco use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, surgical history is endoscopy in the past. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 114 over 70, pulse 74, respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, positive Morphe signed. No rebunk, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, period. No peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3. Cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is the gallstone. Number 2, right upper quadrant abdominal pain. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done of patient gallbladder. There is a 1 centimeter non-obstructing stone present. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her condition and the need for her to see a general surgeon. She indicated that she does not have funding for a general surgeon. I would like to start using medication to see if it will dissolve the stone, period. She was prescribed Ursodiol, 300 milligrams caps, 1 POBID for 30 days, number 60. She was strongly encouraged to avoid certain foods. She was given a list of foods to avoid and a list of food that she can partake in, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.